one testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
Radio and Madge Weinstein. Someday it'll all pay off.
No, it won't. In fact, it'll probably unpay off, kind of like the reverse payoff, kind of like a suck off or a fuck off, only you're the one doing it or something. That doesn't make no damn sense. Let's see. I have a vagina. My name is Madge Weinstein. I do an occasional program, and this is it. I just wanted to tell you a story real quick, and then maybe that's all my program going to be today. I don't know. Yeah.
I like it in the butt.
Well, listen, so what else was I going to say other than that? Right. I should play my theme song. Maybe that'll help. That didn't help. All right, so anyway, I have a story. So I was going to my Weight Watchers class today at about 8:30, now 8:20 or so. Going to ride my bicycle down there, you know, wasn't really into it, but I did it anyways. Gotta do it. You know, gotta do it sometime. Just gotta do what you gotta do. And that's how it be going on sometime. What the Christ was that? Jesus, that was weird. Anyway, I have a six-cunt Sally. My vagina's name is Madge Jr. I haven't said that in a while. It's changed names. I guess it's pretty pathetic when you go back to talking about your vagina's name. You would think I would have done something more in my growth as a lesbian. But I haven't. No siree, lesbian. Right. Okay, so I went to the elevator and... And there was, as soon as the elevator door opened, I heard one guy saying really loud, "Well, fuck you, you fucking asshole. Why don't you go fuck yourself?" And it was this guy, this guy that has kind of a scrunchy face. I've never talked to him in my life. And he was, I was like, are they joking or what? I immediately smelled alcohol in the elevator. So there was me, there was the guy screaming with his giant Alaskan sheepdog that was overfed. And then there's another, a gay holding a little tiny choo-choo dog. You know, one of these little, like cute. I don't know, kind of like a shih tzu, but cuter. And he was holding his dog. And then there's the head of the condo association. And the guy who was drunk was screaming at the top of his lungs at the guy from the condo association, "Fuck you, you fucking asshole. What are you going to do? Call the fucking cops on me? Fuck you." And then afterwards he goes, you know, so the guy gets off on two and he's like, everybody else is looking awkward at each other. And I managed to restrain myself. I want you to know, as a lesbian, I normally I normally get involved with these things. I chose not to. So he says to me after they left on the second floor, and we're going down to the first floor, he says, "Do you know who that was?" And I go, and I lied, and I said, "No, I don't know." He goes, "That's the head of the condo association." I go, "Oh, I don't pay any attention." He goes, "Oh, you should, because otherwise they'll kill you." He was drunk off his ass, honey. Anyway, I don't know if that was interesting or not. That's my whole story. That's all I have to talk about today. Maybe get fucked and all that. I don't know. Oh, God, it's amazing, you know, when I don't do the show for a while, how it is that I'm just... It just causes me to kind of, like, oh, is that what this show is? Crap? You know, I'm like, oh, my God, what do I talk about? But shit. Yeah, I don't even know what I talk about. I mean, I've done 800-some-odd episodes. I don't know what the fuck I talk about. Seriously, I don't want to talk about anything, like, boring. And I don't really want to talk about anything interesting either, because that's too hard. Elevator Drunk, Cheryl Beryl, Steak Dinner Deluxe, Hillary Obama, Christ on a Fix. Well, that's my new saying. Instead of Christ on a stick, I'm going to say Christ, or Christ on a cross, I'm going to say Christ on a fixed income. Christ on a fixed income. I got to get it right. Okay, Steak Dinner, Really Deluxe. No, I don't want the steak dinner now, although that is quite good. Maybe just a hint of it.
Top and final layer of macaroni. Place wide slices of the cheddar, like a golden awning over all.
All right, that was enough for her. I have a lesbian food allergy, and my name is Madge, and I need to go fuck myself. Hillary, Andy Milton wanted me to talk about... You know, listen, I want to just say... I don't know, I haven't... Yeah, whatever. I have a hard time following these election politics because I find them boring and distractionary. But I will say that I do hope that, even though it's contradictory to many things I have said in the past, namely that I would like to have in a ticket on the election thing where for once we don't have a Clinton or a Bush after 25 years. And, well, you know, and then I tweeted the other day, you know, Twitter's this thing where you write things and people don't care about it. You write it anyway, and then they pretend they care, and they don't. And so I played with my vagina. Well, where did that come from? Hello? I didn't mean to say that. My God.
I like it in the butt.
All right.
Sudden fright, tight undergarments, prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing. Please just remember they're normal and don't let them upset you.
I like it in the butt.
All right, where was I? Not being very interesting, I'm afraid. But I'm not gonna use the crutch. I'm not going to do the phone calls. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to do a pogrom with just me and be as boring as I am. I mean, I've been doing stuff. I don't know what's wrong. Oh, but it's already been 10 and a half minutes. It's amazing how time flies when I'm talking about it. Nothing. Absolutely fucking nothing. It's fucking amazing, isn't it? That's how these pogroms go. If I could only have the willpower to make the show fucking short, now that would be something good. Okay. What is this? I've got a clip here. It's just called Fat Cunt and Ass. I don't know what it is.
So, the plane. So I go there. And I get the middle seat. I'm stuck with the middle seat. And I look, and there is this woman staring up at me with ass oozing. Probably a foot of ass is oozing onto both sides of her. And the thing stank like a 30-year-old jar of filter fish.
Okay.
So this woman, I couldn't tell what, is she farting or is it your vagina? It's like it was rotating stench. I smelled cunt
stench.
And ass. Cunt and ass.
Okay, so that was good. This lady still plays bingo with my friends.
Bitch, you know what? While you trying to get me fired, you better watch your own ugly ass. You probably going before I do, you cocksucking hoe.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong. It's perfectly normal. You're growing up. We'll have to call you Mister.
Okay. I don't know. Was I talking about something? Anyway, I think it'll be pathetic, and I'm really afraid that Obama will end up being a centrist bore that's just worried about his next election campaign. I really am worried about that, but at the same time, it's really important to vote for him and not let another Republican in, because that's just even more of a disaster. The McCain's a warmonger, so unfortunately, we have to get behind this Obama and make him win. And I just think that if Hillary's on the ticket, it'll be more likely for him to win. That's the only reason why. Plus, I think her health care plan was better than his. So, you know, who knows? I think we have to get... Oh, what a disaster. This country's a fucking disaster. And I mean, who are we kidding? I don't even know why I bother. But I guess we have to bother a little or something. I need to play with my vagina and what else? Did I talk about anything? I'll look at my Google Reader and see what I starred. Maybe that would help. God, am I so fucking boring today? You know, it's summer. Maybe, another contradiction of my life. But maybe I should just have seasons. Turn, turd. And, you know, a time and a purpose under heaven. And all that. And just have, like, summers off, maybe, from this stupid bullshit. Because, God, I just don't give a fuck. Let's see. Why Clinton? I'm sick of these why Clinton lost analyses. She fucking came in second. That's amazing. You know? Somebody has to lose. Somebody has to win. Who cares? Oh, my God. What the hell is this? This sounds weird. Gas hits $4 a gallon, but Bush hadn't heard that. You got to be kidding me. All right, let's get this vagina on. Wrong one. Hold on. My clitoris hurts. Hold on a sex cunt. Where's my sound? Where does the sound go? Oh, yeah, it comes here. We want the line out. There we go. Okay. Now, let's do that, and now we'll find the Bush being an idiot, which is, yeah.
What's your advice to the average American who is hurting now, facing the prospect of $4 a gallon gasoline, a lot of people facing...
Wait, what did you just say? You're predicting $4 a gallon
gasoline? A number of analysts are predicting $4 a gallon gasoline this spring when they reformulate.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard that.
Oh, well, that was February 26th. Well, it's going to get a lot higher than that. You know, everybody should listen to Karma Bank Radio because they're the only one of the few that really get what's going on. You know, and they talk a lot about how, like, a lot of the left people... They just completely ignore economics. When you go on the left-wing blogs, they yell at you and accuse you of being a Republican if you try and talk about economics. Yeah, I think the Beijing Olympics logo and all the Coca-Cola products is really revolting. Shlomo's in Peru. Oh, whatever. You know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I care because I don't. I mean, I do. But seriously, it ain't happening for me, and it hasn't been for some time, so what am I supposed to do, pretend? Pretend I care? Maybe I should. You know, and maybe I should just find the wireless thing. Yeah, I think I need to find the wireless. Just a sex cunt, and I'll go ahead and do that. Okay, here I am. Hello, I got the wireless. The problem is, I've got the Share wanted Xanadu mic on. And I want the lavalier, and I don't know why I put it. I haven't used it in so long. So let's take off the headphones, Silent H, and play with my giners. Got that going on. Do I have enough battery power? I think so. So I've been doing some exercises again. Unlike Way Into Wisdom, I don't have to talk about it nonstop, but it doesn't... play with my vagina, will you? Pat? Sorry, I'm talking to my Pat. Pat's here. She's the one that says bad things. When I don't really feel it's appropriate. Okay? This is Madge. I'm a lesbian and I have food allergies. This is my pogrom. And you can get fucked. How's that? Ribbit. Oh my God, my records are everywhere. I had somebody come and clean the house. But of course, it's already a mess, even though we came yesterday. Yeah. Where did I put this fucking thing? Well, at least I can be mobiles now. I have no idea where I put the... I haven't used it since forever ago. I have no idea where this... maybe it's where he put the other things. In my vagina. I'll check my vagina. Maybe I left it in the gine. So Cheryl convinced me to get a trial membership with this Netflix because you can do it online. But you got to run the Windows PC business, whatever they call that, the PC and all that. That rigmarole. You got to run the PC. What do you call that? Windows. And which was a pain in the ass because, you know, they want you to have a legitimate copy, which is bullshit. Of course, you can get around it, but it's a pain in the ass. Not that I would never not buy something legally in order to program my vagina. Okay, this isn't it. Where the fuck is the goddamn thing? Holy vagina Christ. What the hell is this? He just put everything in this one fucking drawer. This has got to be it. Yes. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ on a vagina. What the hell is this? That's not right. Good lord. I'm getting vaginaed out here a little. My god, please. Oh my god, he doesn't understand how sensitive these little microphones are. Okay. I'm going to the concentration camp. Hi, Trotskala. Camp. Oy. Good lord, Mr. Fetal. All right, let's pause it for the Shogun for a minute, and then I can switch to the other microphone-ish and put that one in my layups, and then you can hate me some more. Okay, here I am. I know you're probably purists. Oh, that's a little bit loud, too loud. You purists probably don't like all this extra noise, but I do, and unpurists, which is most of you, probably do, so you can... Maybe F yourself twice on that note and scrotum. Okay. Now, I don't know. I think I told you all that I have to flush my toilet with a bucket now. So I thought everybody likes to hear that. Now I've got a toilet full of urine. That's from about 3 days worth of urine. Haven't dutied lately. Not sure why. Maybe I dutied. Oh, yeah, I did duty. So it's not 3 days. So I use the bathtub and I fill up the water bucket. Okay, we got it. And then you got to see you got urine in the toilet and then we're just dumping on in. There we go. Do you hear it gurgle? God damn it. So yes, so I've been exercising my layups and people tell me, oh, Madge, you look so good. And you know what? It makes me mad because I'm like, oh, fuck off. You know, that's really, it's stupid, right? I'm just kind of a downer, maybe. I wonder if maybe I'm depressed. Right. Anyway, I need somebody to eat my cunt out. Maybe that's the problem. I haven't had it eat out for a while, not since Florida. A little eating out there. Maybe I should just go back there and have a permanent eat-out party for one. You know what I'm saying, honey? Okay, layups. Well, this is just like old times, me talking layups. Scissors server. Do you have scissors server 2003? Good lord, what is scissors server? I have this friend. He's the one that got me starting to say cunt a lot. The first time I ever met him, well, not met him, I had met him before at a class, and but I saw him at the gyms I was working at then. He also pluralized things strangely weird, though. I never copied that yet. But I won't say his name because I don't know if he finna care. But the first time I saw him at the gym, he was at the gym, and he has a very strange and extremely high New York accent, like this. Hi, how you doing? It's kind of like, hi, Madge, how you doing? But it's a man. Anyway, so the first time I met him, he had a t-shirt on. It was like a Coca-Cola. It looked just like a Coca-Cola t-shirt, except it said enjoy cunt instead of Coca-Cola. It usually says enjoy Coke. I guess that's when they had that. And it said enjoy cunt. And I'm like, what's your phone number? He's like, oh, it's 5-4-5-8-8-CUNT. I got a vanity number. It's 5-8-8-CUNT. He's a funny person. Somewhere I have a video of him on Yahoo chat rooms pretending to be a 13-year-old pregnant girl. Oh, those were the days. Those were the days. Anyway, I'm going to have a little yoga with my favorite business. Yeah. It's called a go fuck yourself salad twice and a hemorrhoid snatch. What the fuck am I talking about? Oh my God, think of it. You know, I was with Queens today, and after the postmenopausal Weight Watchers class, I talked to this person, you know, Cheryl. I don't know. No, never mind. I'm not going to talk about Cheryl because I don't know if she wants me to talk about her pictures of people with in furry costumes when it's 90 degrees out in Milwaukee Pride. That's Pride, right? They're wearing furry costumes, 90 fucking degrees. Yeah, that's gay Pride, right? Furry Pride. By the way, I heard that Tranny Abernathy is going to be a delegate at the Democrats' convention. There's going to be a mean tranny contingent. That'll really help the cause. Anyway, no bitterness here. I don't know if that's true. I think it's true. Anyway, my vagina itches and it hurt, it stink. Oh yeah, so this person, we'll call her Chris. Chris Weagle, let's just say. So this person, Chris Weagle, after the meeting today, I mean this thing today, says, was talking about IML, the leather convention they have here every year, which is a tragic mess. Fortunately, I was in Florida while this took place this year. Sorry, I slurped a little bit. Anyway, there was a black and blue bowl, they call it. Black and blue bowl at this club called Excalibur, and he said he was double-fisted on the balcony there. And you know what? He meant it. He wasn't joking. And he talks about this in front of this, you know, group of people that really were kind of disgusted, to tell you the truth. Like, oh, you got double-fisted at the balcony at Excalibur. That's really nice. Thank you for sharing, literally. You know? Thanks for sharing that one, literally. Literally. He said he was a Chinese person with little hands, so he got the double fist. I'm not making this up. In front of everyone. And I said, you gotta be kidding me. And then somebody else said, you know, Madge, you might be interested in this, you know, for your program and stuff, but do you know what comes right after fist? In the dictionary, I says, now watch. He says, fissure, like a fissure, like an anal fissure. And then it turns out one of the other people in the little group I was with, well, he ran the marathon. And I guess, like Griselda, gross things happen to people in marathons. Well, this queen got a fistula, which I guess is different from a fissure. A fissure is more like a roid, I think. But a fistula is really more like what Cheryl has in the name of the ass cunt. Well, he got a fissure, but when you don't have a cunt, you just have basically an ass, a double ass. So he had a double ass, and he said that he went to the doctor. The doctor had to drill it out, like cut the whole thing out. And he said it stunk like you wouldn't believe. Because it was like an abscess, okay? Abscess. I haven't had my BlackBerry in a long time. Oh my God, I just thought of something. I'm really eating BlackBerries and I don't have a BlackBerry. I gotta try once, I got to fly once. Mm-hmm. What else? Mm-hmm. I went to a children's soccer game. You can see a big fat person's ass. I tried to get some of the asses. These people are so fucking fat here. It's just ridiculous. I mean, thank God there's a food shortage, you know? But I wish it would make these people stop eating like me. So anyway, back to the matter at hand, my fistula. Go to flickr.com/yeastradio. That's my Flickr's. Duh. And you can maybe see this big fat ass. He had a big pot belly, a panoose, and then he was wearing a spandex running pants underneath. So I kind of got him from the below. And then I had to ride my bike. Like, took me like 45 minutes to get out there. Pedersen Park, Peterson, but I like to say Pedersen. And you know what? Then they gave us a meal ticket. For a hamburger or for whatever. Not a taco. What do you call them? Vagina? No. What do you call them things?
hot dog, chips, and a choice of beverage. So I chose the hamburger because, and the water, of course, because the beverages were those horrible Cokes with the horrible, of course, the water was probably made by Coke anyway. Some fucking starving, dehydrated Indian people lying dead because Coca-Cola took it. But anyway, what am I talking about? Who it belonged. So they were these disgusting Costco hamburgers. You know how, like, the Costco hamburgers, they don't taste like... Well, they just don't taste like food. They just taste like this weird thing. I don't know. It tastes like a big... It's like they... It's processed meat without the meat. Well, I mean, it has meat. Because that makes it sound like it's tofu, but it's not. It's like cardboard, I swear. I think we're just eating cardboard here in America. It's amazing, though, to see people still not get it. Like, well... I mean, people get it. I see a lot of stuff happening with the green, you know, slowly, but people are still like, what they don't get is how brainwashed we are towards consumerism. And consumption. And that's what has to change. But that's so enmeshed in the capitalist system, which we're not allowed to question, because then you go to jail. Because communism is easily... You know, they used to, you know, I didn't know all that McCarthy shit. Yeah. Yeah. There was another TV show. Frontline did a documentary about the healthcare system, and they were talking about how Americans don't like universal healthcare, even though we have the most expensive healthcare system in the world and the least efficient. But Americans don't like it. Don't want universal coverage like these other countries that all have better care than us because it's socialized, because it's like socialism. Well, maybe the argument needs to stop being why it isn't socialism and change to, well, what's fucking wrong with socialism? Nobody has any fucking balls. Obama did in the beginning, like when he was on that Christian channel defending gays a little bit. But, granted, I haven't been watching the campaign, but whatever. I don't know, I kind of want to go to Peru and help Shlomo build toilets. That's what he's doing, he's rebuilding the sewage system down there. I don't mean by saying down there, I don't mean my vagina, or clitoris. I don't mean none of that. I mean my vagina heart instinct. Okay. Well, I guess that's it for today. I've talked about a bunch of crap I don't care about, of course. I never do. I mean, sometimes I do. Anyway, I want to tell you all, and I finna been tell you all to... care about your world, figure it out, and get fucked.
A lesbian saved my life. She saved yours too. A lesbian saved my life. Match will save. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Mad Weinstein, she's the girl of my dream. Oh, Mad Weinstein, she's the girl of my dreams. Ooh.